And now, back to the adventure.
You don't have to tie us up, you know. We're not going to do anything.
I believe you. But it seems a shame to waste all this telephone cord. Reach out and touch, huh?
Just remember, sir, you can always overcome these circumstances to lead a healthy, productive life.
Yeah, that's what my probation officer said right before I lifted his wallet. And you should know that I lied to you.
Lied?
About what?
My grandmother. She isn't sick. She's in the Utah State Penitentiary serving 10 years for armed robbery.
Then you don't need this money to help her?
Oh, does that upset you? I am sorry.
Well, then, why are you doing all this?
It's a hobby.
So, you want to go over your theory about the goodness of man again, Eugene?
I don't believe it.
Believe it. Your kid's secure now?
Yes, my fingers are getting quite numb. Thank you very much.
I think mine's a little loose.
Eugene!
How about that?
Much better.
Good. That's been nice doing business with you. Oh, don't get up. I'll see myself out. Hey! Hey, what happened to the lights? You won some kind of timer or something?
Maybe Wade forgot to pay his electric bill.
Don't be a clown. Something's going on here. Is there another alarm button? Is that what it is? You pushed it again and the cops are waiting, right?
We've been with you the entire time and no, there isn't another alarm button.
I don't like this. There's nobody on the street. What was that? Somebody's coming!
That's highly improbable.
We locked all the doors, remember?
Don't come any closer. I've got a gun. I mean it! I've got a gun! What was that? Where did that come from?
Well, it wasn't any laugh I recognized.
You're pulling some kind of trick.
We're tied up. How can we pull any tricks?
Those sounds didn't come from the hall. They're back here somewhere. Behind that bookcase. What's behind there?
A wall.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm getting out of here. Where's the back door to this place?
Well, that depends on whether you want to go through the kitchen, the stock room, or the theater. The theater would probably be more
entertaining. Pick one! I don't care!
The staircase at the back of the Bible room would be quicker, Eugene.
I believe the theater is his best bet.
Will you two cut it out? Just tell me how to get out of here.
The theater.
The Bible room.
Theater.
All right. All right. I choose the Bible room. How do I get out?
See.
Don't be smug.
Will you just give me the directions?
Verbally?
Wait, I never would have believed this place if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. Computers, TV monitors. It's like my son's bedroom.
This is the control center of the shop. Good. He's headed for the Bible room. Now that we've introduced ourselves with a few sound effects, just to test our friend's nerve, let's see if we can get him to empty his gun.
He has 6 bullets in that chamber if it's fully loaded. What do you mean, empty his gun? He left the 2 youngsters in your office. Now that he's alone, I think we should call the boys in.
No, not yet. If he comes out and sees the police, he might start shooting out of panic. No, we have to wait for the right moment. If he's as nervous as I think he is, I may be able to get rid of his bullets.
And how would you be doing that, Whit?
By giving him some target practice.
I'm not sure I like the sound of this.
Better a few fixable targets than real people, right?
I see what you mean.
Well, now if you'll just step through there and untie Connie and Eugene, I think they can help me welcome our friend to the Bible room.
It's dark in here. Where are the lights? They're not working. I don't like this. No lights. Now, the exit should just be straight ahead if I can feel my way along.
Hello. Welcome to the Bible room, a place of fun and excitement.
What? Who's that? Don't try anything funny. I have a gun.
There are a number of delightful displays for you to enjoy here.
And we know that in God all things work.
Gotcha!
Congratulations! You just shot our talking mirror.
What? Is that you, girlie? Where are you? Come out here where I can see you.
You gotta be kidding.
Am I Goliath, a dog that belonged to me?
And that was the David and Goliath display.
Brain boy, what kind of game are you playing? Show your face!
We have other displays for your enjoyment and instruction.
There's the Wall of Jericho.
And the Elijah display.
What else?
This is some kind of loony bin.
Actually, that was Tiny the elephant, part of the Noah's Ark display.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to crack. Well, I won't do it. I won't.
Another part of the Noah's Ark display.
You people must be out of your minds. You're... What kind of maniacs are you?
The kind who have better things to do than rob innocent shops.
I hate to mention it at a time of such emotional stress, but your gun is obviously a make with only 6 reason chambers.
So what?
You've used 5. You only have 1 reason left.
Yeah? Well, don't get any ideas. Try anything funny and you might get the last bullet. Now, where's that exit?
Don't get so excited. It's straight ahead. See the exit sign? You can't miss it.
I'm out of here. A simple job. That's all this was supposed to be. Instead, I get Burns and Allen in the Fun Factory.
Hello?
Ah! Don't move. I've got you in my sights and I'll shoot. I swear it.
I won't move, but I still think you should give up. The building is surrounded by police and, well... You only have 1 bullet left, you know.
Close your mouth, old man. Just get out of my way.
They know who you are.
Be quiet.
Hank Murray.
Stop it.
Hank Murray.
Stop it.
Hank Murray. Hank Murray. Hank Murray. Sorry, Hank. Life-size television image, and you're out of bullets. All right, Captain O'Ryan.
Okay, laddie, it's all over.
What? Oh. Simple job. That's all it was supposed to be.
Right. Simple. Officer Kern will see you to our fine facilities downtown. Take him out and read him his rights, Dan.
Right, Captain.
Just what kind of a place is this?
We'll give you a tour in a few years.
Okay, Connie and Eugene, it's safe to come out.
Is everything all right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank God.
Eugene?
The cord shaved my wrist, but otherwise I seem to be in
the... Did you see his face, Whit? Did you see how scared he was?
Well, that was the idea.
Yeah, but I never would have believed it. You took something as fun as Wit's End and turned it into some kind of haunted house.
I didn't. It was just like we tell the kids. They'll get out of it what they put in. They put in childlike innocence, and that's what Wit's End is. Hank Murray put in fear and suspicion, and that's exactly what he got back. It all depends on the state of one's heart.
Neatly summarized, Mr. Whitaker.
Thank you.
Well, you nearly scared the stuffing out of me when you did the whole business with the footsteps in the hall and then that crazy laugh.
Footsteps?
Whit, come on, that was you, right? You did that crazy laugh.
What crazy laugh?
Whit.
Remember the verses I told you about at the beginning of the program? Well, here they are. Ecclesiastes 7:20. There is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and never sins. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Romans 3:10. There is none righteous, not even one. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sure clears up the debate about whether people are basically good or evil, doesn't it? But even though we're all sinners, faith in Jesus washes away our sins and makes us completely clean. If you haven't asked Him to come into your heart, why not do it right now? You'll be glad you did. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Hope you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.